When we say keep going, it doesn't always mean keep giving. Sometimes showing up is not about doing stuff for other people. Sometimes showing up is about believing in yourself, celebrating yourself, standing up for yourself. And some other times, it's about doing things for others.
Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started.
It's another Thursday and it's another day to show up. Every day is a good day to show up. Welcome back to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. How do you define happiness? What does happiness mean to you? What makes you happy? Or do you just feel like, I'm not happy today and you have no idea why? Or does I'm not happy today mean I don't have enough money in my bank account today? Or I haven't heard an I love you today? Or I haven't achieved all the goals I set today? How do you define happiness? However you define happiness, whoever you are, whether you're an entrepreneur, a homemaker, clergy, corporate professional, civil servant, or all of the above, the decision to show up is the easiest part of your journey. You're going to make that decision at some point and say, from today, I commit to showing up. But here's the thing, it will require something from you. It would be naive of us to not anticipate that. And that's why I was not surprised at all when I got this question from someone who said, "Hi, TM, thanks for your podcast. I have a question. How do you show up when you don't feel like it? Some days I'm just tired. I don't feel like showing up. How do I keep going?" Love, love, love this question. And can I just pause to say, you're stronger than you think. You're more capable than you know. And any stretch that you experience in the process of showing up will be worth it at the end of the day. The truth is, no matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, where you're going, at some point you're going to feel unmotivated. The question is, what are you going to do about it? We must acknowledge that the day will come when you don't feel like doing anything. The time will come when motivation will disappear. Sometimes you won't be motivated, and that's okay. What I often say about this is motivation will at some point fail, and when motivation fails, let discipline take over. You can simply decide to keep the promises you made to yourself, whether you feel motivated or not. So two things that I do, and I'll encourage you to do as well, so that discipline can take over on the days where motivation is not available. First, raise necessity as often as possible. Every week, I sit with the things I plan to do that week, and I'm saying to myself, why exactly am I doing this? So look at the projects you're working on and find out, why exactly am I doing this? Who needs this? If I don't do this, who will die? Do you know that when you raise necessity like this, when you think about it, who needs me to show up as my best today? Who is my work going to affect today? And who is my refusal to work going to affect today? It will quickly reveal two things to you. One, it will reveal why you need to keep going, or the fact that you're doing meaningless work. And in which case, you can just stop. It's okay to stop doing something that makes no sense anymore. It's okay to stop doing something because you suddenly realize that there's no benefit to doing it, or you're doing it just because somebody else said so and you don't want to do it anymore. It's okay to stop. And if you decide to keep going, if you decide to continue doing those things, at least now you've raised necessity and you have psychological and social reasons to keep going. The second thing I do to help me when motivation fails is I create predictability. So a lot of the results I've gotten and the milestones I've crossed were not because I was motivated. I'm getting those things done because there is the discipline to keep going. And how do I make that happen? Through predictability. I have a routine. I have a calendar. So whether I feel like having a meeting is not the point. The question is there a meeting on my calendar? Whether I feel like writing right now is not the point. Is it writing time? Whether I feel like recording this episode is not the point. The question is, what time is it? When it's time to do it, the people that are supporting me show up. And then my calendar, you know, nudges me and says, it's time for this. And then I just go. So creating predictability gives you the opportunity to stay disciplined even when you don't feel like it. It was James Clear who said, motivation is often overvalued. Environment matters more. What environment are you creating? How are you making things predictable? What is on your calendar? Sometimes it's as simple as giving a standing order. For example, if you wanted to save, make a standing order with your bank. Okay, on the 28th of every month, take this amount from my main account and put it in this savings account or in this investment account. You don't have to keep touching it every time. You know, I once saw a quote that the most disciplined people do not actually have to use their discipline all the time. The most disciplined people do not need to use willpower all the time. What does that mean? It means that they have automated some things. So you don't get to question, do I feel like doing this right now? Or do I need to force myself to do it? Do I need to bring together all the discipline that I have to make this happen? They've just automated it. So at every point in time, there is what you're supposed to be doing, and you make it easy for yourself to do so. I recognize that in some cases, this is easier said than done, but you owe it to yourself to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals. Motivation, discipline. But one thing that I want you to also know is when we say keep going, it doesn't always mean keep giving. Sometimes showing up is not about doing stuff for other people. Sometimes showing up is about believing in yourself, celebrating yourself, standing up for yourself. And some other times it's about doing things for others, going all out for others, contributing and exploiting every strength that you have in the service of others. Sometimes it's in the big things like serving thousands of people around the world. And at other times it's in the little things like cheering up someone who is having a bad day. Showing up does not always have to be a big thing. It doesn't always have to be something you do for other people. Even resting when you need to is showing up. Yes, you have done your best that day and it's okay. You need to know this, my friend, that it doesn't always have to be big. It just needs to be your best at that point in time. There are days when I give 60% and that 60% was my best and so I showed up well. And there are other days when I give 90% and 90% was the bandwidth I had and what I had capacity for. And I equally showed up well. It doesn't have to be big. It just needs to be your best right now. A small contribution is still a contribution. Showing up means different things to different people, but showing up as your best is a good place to start. It's a good way to think about it. Showing up with your best self, bringing all of you to the table. So you're saying, based on where I am, based on what I've been through, based on what is going on right now, based on the capacity and bandwidth that I have right now, what can I do? It might be minute, but it's still mighty. It might be little, but it's still important. And that's all that matters. So even if you think your best is not good enough right now, show up today in the best way that you can, knowing that tomorrow will be better. You see, the idea of showing up is to commit to leading. Our world needs good examples. And if you're one, we need you to show up. We need your voice now, not later. Not when you're stronger. Not when you feel more capable. Not when you think you're more popular. Not when you're richer. Do what you can right now. It still matters. If we all keep quiet and bury our heads because we don't feel ready or we don't feel equipped or we don't feel motivated, then of course the loudest voices will be the voices of negativity, the voices of impossibility and of fear. That's not good. We need your voice now. We need you to share your perspective. We need you to step up as a leader. We need you to make your contribution now. And whether you think it's small or not, it's significant for somebody else. As you show up like this, you're giving other people permission to do the same. I mean, just imagine what would happen if one more person discovered your brilliance, if one more person can learn from you, if one more person can do the things that you're doing right now or know the things that you know right now. Imagine what would happen if our children can observe how we're making a difference and decide to replicate the same thing or decide to even multiply it and take it further than we imagined, it's such a beautiful possibility. But it will only happen if we are comfortable with showing up with our best today, whatever that best looks like. And listen, sometimes you don't feel like showing up because you are tired. You're a human being, not a machine. So sometimes you'll be tired. And in that case, pausing is always an option. You don't have to stop every time you feel tired or feel out of sync or feel unmotivated. You don't have to throw the entire year away because you're not feeling it right now. No, don't throw up your hands in resignation. Don't give up. Don't quit. Instead, ask yourself, what can I do to recharge, to reconnect, to refuel? Is there a plan that I'm running with? And if there is none, would I block out a few hours to make a plan? If you haven't done it yet, you can do it now. Pausing is an option that you always have. Please feel free to pause. I remember I paused my podcast for about 2 years because so many things were going on. And now we're back, we're better. It's still worth it. Just because we paused does not mean that we're never going to make an impact again. It just meant that we're able to recharge, to refuel, and to come back better. You deserve that. So find out if there's an opportunity to pause and please take it. But you don't have to stop every time you feel tired or feel out of sync. You can pause, you can shift, you can pivot, and you can make a new plan. Listen, maybe nobody has given you an encouraging word in a while. Maybe people have just been asking, taking, because you're the giver, you're the leader, you're the teacher, you're the learner, you're the person who cares more about personal growth. So people forget about you. Maybe they think that because you love personal development so much, then you're always all right. Maybe they forget that even the hard workers and the high achievers need some support, need some encouragement, need some kindness. I get that. I get it because sometimes people forget that I'm a person too. And sometimes I even forget my own brilliance and I get stuck sometimes. But let me encourage you today that you're okay. You're doing well. You're stronger than you feel in this moment. You're more capable than you give yourself credit for. You have a limitless capacity to make impact. You're here. You're listening to this. So I know that you'll be all right and tomorrow will be better because you're doing the work. There's beauty in your future. It's brighter and bigger than you can sense or imagine right now. And I'm cheering you on today. You're here listening. You're here growing. And I want you to know I not only appreciate it, but also I see that you're winning. You are winning. It was Brendon Burchard who said, every day you grow and learn more about yourself is a win. Today, I call it a win. You've won today, my friend. Never ever forget that. And in whatever shape or form, whatever that looks like, even if it means taking some time to take care of yourself, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.